Welcome to another Online Signal podcast. In this edition, our own Meg Gosser interviews Paul Root, Ray Grenade, Randy Garner, Ken Sandifer, and Raymond Coppinger as they prepare for their upcoming concert.
Well, we're in the process of the program. Dr. Coppinger and Dr. Sandifer has a narration while the rest of us back them up to the tune of Battle Hymn of the Republic. Part of Dr. Coppinger's narration, I don't know if you were going to stay for the whole rehearsal or not. You would hear it. You would hear it if you did. But part of this narration says the faculty quartet's been singing together since 1966. I had been at Wichita for 12 years. Dr. Sandifer had been at Wichita for 7 years already. Dr. Root had been at Wichita for 2 years. And Randy Garner, was in the fifth grade. And it's not in here, but it also says something hilarious about Dr. Grenade.
I wasn't a doctor. I wasn't even a nurse.
Then Dr. Coppinger goes on to say, being aware of the musical vacuum in the student body in that day, the quartet agreed to sing in chapel. We sang Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly to the tune of Precious Memories, which is kind of the trademark of this group.
Yeah, very true. We've never sung without singing that.
Everything always is almost sung to the tune of Precious Memories. The only tune we know.
Just leaked away.
He goes on to say other things like, the growing popularity of the group, and we just always tried to guess where our next invitation would come from, to sing. Mm-hmm. And then it says it came an invitation to sing at the Clark County Sale Barn. We were placed between the
goat sale,
and the acupuncture.
You remember that?
We eventually learned several other songs too. These were the titles of those. It had to be you or your cousin. The other song, the next song was that we learned was "Lonely Women Make Good Pancakes." And then there was a semi-spiritual that was called "I've Never Been to Heaven, but I Went to Pine Bluff 3 weekends in a row." And there's just a lot of things. There's so much history in this.
Yeah, that's true.
One hit after the other.
Yeah. Narration has to do with introducing the perfect country song, which is another trademark of this quartet. Through dedicated research, we determined that the perfect country song should include a Sunday, a mother, a prison, rain, a train, a truck, and a tragedy. And so the actual lyrics to this song, of course being sung to the tune of Precious Memories, goes like this. It was Sunday when my mother broke from prison in the rain, when I went for her in my pickup truck. She is run over by a train. Dear old mother, how we'll miss her. Things will never be the same. Now she's sleeping by the railroad track, where her ghost can hear the train whistle blow. That's the perfect country song.
Sounds good.
If I ever heard you. Well, let's sing a little bit.
I'd love to hear that.
It was Sunday
When my mother broke from prison in the rain, when I went for her in my pickup truck, she's run over by a train. Now she's sleeping by the railroad track, where her ghost can hear the train whistle blow. The old ark's a moving, moving, moving. The old ark's a moving. The old ark's a moverin', moverin', moverin'. The old ark's a moverin', I'm going home. The old ark's a moverin', moverin', moverin'. The old ark's a moverin'. And Lord, we're coming home.
If the chords are funny. All five of us ought to know at all times which song we're singing. First 10 years, we only sang at Christmas. Around Christmas things around campus. And at the state convention, we sang a lot at the state convention. When the president was mad at the music department, he called on us.
So y'all were in the music department together, and y'all just kind of came together and
None of us were in the music department.
Philosophy, history and education,
English.
And English.
But y'all all can sing, so y'all just made a quartet?
No. It's all his fault.
No.
We were...
You're the leader of the
They
group?
Never said they could sing.
Well, they can. I'm saying they can sing. I'm saying it.
Paul is the leader of the pack.
You're looking at the music we follow, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, so everybody just does his own part. Puts it together.
So why did you come up with the quartet?
Why? Because I had just lost a quartet. I've always had one of some sort. I had a group in college at UCA, and you'll hear three of them at the concert next week in a group now we call the Sound of the 50s. And Jeff sings lead with that group because our lead singer
is
in North Dakota. What?
What's their name?
We've called them the Sound of the 50s, but I think this time we're going to call them the Three Jacks and Jeff, because we were the Four Jacks and our lead singer's gone, Jeff taking his place. Three Jacks and Jeff. We've been invited last 2 years to sing for the reunion of our graduation in 58 and 59 at UCA. Last year we sang, it was Mary and my 50th anniversary from graduation. And the guy that was kind of in charge of the program knew about us, and he asked me to get the group back together. The woman that was in charge didn't know what to think. You know, she imagined four old men trying to hold each other up and squeak, you know. And we hit the first chord on Love's Many Splendored Thing. She relaxed and invited us to come back again next year.
So are y'all getting excited about y'all's final concert? Is it sad?
Of course. But then we figure that Paul will have us singing again.